And it's Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight we are graced with Donna Lynn, who is the author of a book called Dial Love. Welcome, Donna.
Welcome. Thanks for having me on the show. It's certainly an honor to be here.
Yeah, that's great. Why don't you start off with, we're going to get into your book big time, even though I haven't read it. and I'm looking at it going, wow, that's a big book. And maybe it's a good thing I didn't get a chance to, because I don't know if I would have had the time. But why don't we talk a little bit about your journey, how you got here to this place, what sort of started it?
I'll take you back to the 1980s when my girlfriends and I were running around in our leather miniskirts and dancing down at the Copa. And we went back to my girlfriend's house and her parents were there with the whole church choir. And it was a religious undertone. And there was a few rules and regulations associated with it. And I couldn't help but feeling guilty that we were out there dancing and having all this fun. And I guess my perception of religion at that time was, it shook me up a bit. Geez, am I doing the right thing? And I wanted to know if there was more than one path to God. And I guess that led me to question my own divinity. So at that point, I looked for resources everywhere. I must have consumed more books. And my library grew. I went to Louise Hay House and Shakti Gowen, Living in the Light, Sylvia Brown, and it was a wealth of knowledge, all these enlightened people in an effort to shed light on, God and divinity and figure out why we are here, what are we doing.
And how did the dance club do that?
Well, it must have been those disco lights, I guess, and those, I wanted heightened experiences of ecstasy on the natural level, let's put it that way. So here we are with, religion, and I wanted to see what was going on. So through questioning my own divinity and reading all these books, I guess through the 80s, taking you up through the 90s, I turned in my TV idol, Magnum PI, Tom Selleck, I turned him into for a spiritual guru of Wayne Dyer, Your Ultimate Calling. So, and he's been a huge influence in my life in regards to the power of intention and laying out the steps and processes. And I love knowing the fact that he explained energy, we're a part of this. So he was really pivotal in my experience. And at this same time, because a lot of his books, his most recent books came out in 2000. And at that same time, I became a Reiki master. And boy, that was a transformative experience. That really opened the door to hooking up to higher frequencies and refining my own energy vibration. I found was a great healing art. I highly recommend it. And I'm currently with the Canadian Reiki Association. And a lot of people that have gone that path, I found, have had quite transformative experiences. It can be subtle, but that's when my big shift was, when I started working with Reiki, as a practice. It not only refined my own vibration, but others, but that opened the door to my intuitive gifts that I feel that a lot of people do have. It's just a matter of cultivating them and exercising them. And it started channeling and doing some medium work. So here we are, when I was asked to give a spirituality workshop. And one afternoon, I came up with this creative idea. Okay, well, how can I explain to people how we can dial into these finer frequencies and make this connection, and here's the path to God. And I was hoping that others could feel these heightened states that of light and tap in and start enjoying their lives like I was. And so I was walking around saying, okay, well, let's tune in this eternal radio and dial into it, dial love. And I went, that's cool. Let's dial into the L-O-V-E. I went, okay, spirit guide. So now I'm consulting my spirit guide. Okay, spirit guide, what do you think? Let's use this analogy for dialing love to bring people into, connecting to your love and light. What do you think about all this? This is definitely the path to the heart of one. And this quiet, gentle, silent voice came through, clear as a bell. Heal yourself. And in doing this, you heal others. Feel their pain, don't judge, offer love and compassion, and give of yourself, And this is when you will do the most for your dreams and for others. I thought, wow, this is wild. I continued to write and write and write. And this flow of consciousness, a stream of consciousness, and this dialogue continued for 5 hours. So here I am writing out all these healing words. I went, I can't wait to share this with people. So my first opportunity I had to question, I went, I need to know who I'm talking to. You're communicating to me that you're God. And he said, you called, remember? You asked the other night why you were here. He goes, I'd like to write a book, and we'll need an outline. A lot of people need direction, and they need to change your circumstances. And when you're ready, we'll start on this outline so we can shed light and tell people the truth. There needs to be some manuals and guidelines in place so people can enjoy their life. So then the writings began. So here we have the Dial Love. And everything brought me to this moment in time. And I'm able to share with people this message of light and offer the process and the steps that worked for me to transform or just walk the path with more of a pure heart and intentions, because we all have this inside. And that's what it's about. Mm. Listen to your heart.
Nice. Now, you have an acronym for Dial Love, which I think is quite amazing.
And that was revealed to me when I was repetitively going over Dial Love. This acronym was not revealed for weeks later. And it's, I'll break it down. It's dialing into the L-O-V-E, which is the light, omnipresent, vibrational energy. And like, how cool is that? We are light, omnipresent, vibrational energy. And the dial is actually stands for divine intelligence. Almighty love. Mm. And this too is an energy we're a part of. And this is the essence of God. And it's great to have a picture or a person or source per se that we can tap into. So now we can make a connection to the divine intelligence, almighty love.
And so you're connecting in when you connect, you're connecting in within you, not something outside of you, or is it?
Absolutely. Dial Love and making this connection is an introspective journey where we learn to, where we can integrate a mind, body, and soul connection for internal empowerment. So goals and desires are now manifested from a place of wisdom and depth. And so it's not only about creating and manifesting, it's learning to go inside and be in the moment presently and tapping into and making this connection with your source, a higher source of inspiration, or your higher self, or God, and make all aspects of your life work from a higher level. Simple concept, timeless teachings.
I'm not sure everybody will agree that it's simple concepts, but I think I agree that they're definitely timeless teachings. And I think right now this is a time when we definitely are experiencing a huge shift in consciousness and awareness, part of it due to Oprah and Eckhart Tolle doing this huge webcast that, you know, brought millions of people online and started to, you know, bring in a higher consciousness, because there's so many people that are starting to look at it. So tell me about the concepts of Dial Love. I know you've been sort of going through it very lightly, but why don't you mentioned that part of what you're doing is going through a healing process. So part of your journey was healing.
Absolutely. Dial Love is offering a step-by-step process to, let's say, dial into this these frequencies. And really, if you want to break that down, what that's telling you to do or suggesting is to, let's get in the present moment. A lot of us have, through our life experiences, are on a healing journey. And if we have the courage, we can move forward with this. But we need to ask and set an intention. Intention is really key. If you set an intention, then the steps will be revealed in that sense. So not only are you moving forward, but you're healing and you're on a spiritual journey as well.
What would intentions, what kind of intentions would you?
Okay, so let's say you want the process to move forward in your life, and this is essential. Take 10 minutes of your day and intend to connect to your higher self, or go inside and listen for your answers. So most important, tune out the mental chatter that's going on in your brain. We all have this voice that can consume us, and it's very repetitive. Sometimes it's negative, sometimes it's mindless. This is not necessarily the voice of our inspiring soul or God or your higher self. So if you can intend to, you know, connect to your higher self or that voice of wisdom, that's available all the time, but it's a much softer voice. So maybe perhaps a great place to do that is when you're alone in a quiet corner, or you're out with nature. Nature is a great access point where you can connect and harmonize perhaps with the subtle frequencies of consciousness and make a connection. And this can be for just simply looking for an answer or resolution, whether it's about your job or a relationship or just a direction to follow or an answer on your path, so you can move forward and let go and get on with your lessons in life. There's a lot of people that seem to look outside of themselves for the answers. And, you know, I've done this myself. I tried all these logical solutions to, point myself in the right direction and piece the puzzle together. And time again, what I found is that there's a process to access this information within. We have all the answers inside, and it's through that still voice, being quiet and getting rid of the chatter voice and setting the attention that we want, that we're interested in an inspirational answer and guidance. And if you're open, the universe will offer a lot of different ways to show you a sign and give you an answer. So it's a matter of trusting it and believing that this resource, the divine intelligence, almighty love, is available to each and every one of us when we believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a few things there that I'd like to touch on. One, you know, there are so many different ways to getting to that stillness. You know, the Eastern philosophies teach that, you know, meditation is one of the only ways to get into that deeper place. I love when I read A New Earth that he really used my language, which was the other thing that I was going to bring up, because he used about feeling. Now, there are many people that, you know, they see, they hear. You know, we all have different ways of accessing this knowledge. They know or they feel. And what do you, or how do you recommend that people get to that place of stillness? Because one, we have to recognize that mind chatter is always there. And, you know, if we try to control it, or if we try to put a lid on it, or if we try to do something, what we're trying is not going to work. Because as soon as we try to do something like that, it tends to kind of backfire on us. But so what do you recommend, or how do you suggest people get into this place, and how do you help people that may not be a feeling person, or maybe a seeing person, or a hearing person, or, you know, how do they get that information?
I think there's a lot of different ways to access the information. Everybody has it within them. So if they kind of get a little bit quiet and chase out the voice a bit, they're going to find that there's a way that they can be quiet. Some people, it may be even through crafts, or perhaps they're painting a picture or planting in their garden. For some, it might even be house cleaning or driving in the car. There's a ton of places where you are actually just more focused and in the present moment. So when you're in the present moment, you can tap into and use all your senses. And I would say put the intention out and focus on this intention that you are looking for an answer or some guidance on an issue. So it's going to be individual for everybody, but I know what really does work is nature, especially this time of year. The earth energies are just, there's just so many elements, and it's just an abundance of light. And just going outside and taking a few deep breaths and being grounded and present in the moment, having an affirmation, a few prayers, an intention will take you there inevitably. Did that answer the question?
I think so. I mean, prior to doing some pretty heavy meditation. I would always do a meditative walk. So I would always go out, and because I live close to the water has always been my source of way to connect. And so I would also get it when I'd have a bath, which I always have a bath. I never have a shower. Just because I like to be submersed in that flow. And there's something about water that does that. So, you know, that's been very important for my journey. I also find that meditation can definitely get me much more centered and in that place. But I don't know. I mean, to me, they're all equal. They're all a way of allowing yourself to get into that present moment. And even, you know, the tools of, you know, feeling the energy in your hand and just, you know, because I've gone through an experience this week where my pain body came up pretty heavily. And I was working on a client, and when I work with my clients, I get very present because I'm very actively listening and I'm very present. And that pain went away. So I saw the illusion of the pain body and how the mind wants to engage. So when you are present, you can very much, you know, yes, there was a grieving that was occurring, but in the whole, you know, that pain that was there just really subsided. It came back a little while, and then I was reading, and it subsided much deeper later. But it is, you know, it is a difficult aspect to, you know, getting to that place. I mean, you obviously have done it on your own without really, you know, I don't know what your particular journey was that got you to get to that place, but there was something that obviously drove you to that.
And, you know, once again, I'll say it's Reiki.
Okay.
Was very transformative for me. But you know what, Lori, you have a very good point here. It is meditation, and there's a lot of different meditations, whether it's a walking meditation, a group meditation, chanting, setting an intention out, or just using a particular word and to clear the clutter out and just open up to the realms. It's a place of stillness to engage a heart-centered consciousness in the present moment. So I'd have to say, whether you're doing yoga, tai chi, swimming, there is a place where you are connected mind, body, and soul, that you're more receptive to match up to the finer frequencies of light, consciousness, manifestation, transformation. All our gifts, dreams, and answers are in the higher states of consciousness, and that's an energy that we're a part of. So by accessing that place and tuning in to our passions, you know, and it might not be a dialogue that goes in and says, hey, you're here to save the world and, you know, make a difference and save the environment. And it might not be that obvious. It'll just be a lot of subtle clues that'll be persistent with you, nudging you, but in a very gentle, inspiring way that leads you in a direction. And if you're open to that, the path will illuminate before you.
Okay. So we are starting to dial into love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do we go from there? What is the process that you...
Well, we can dance in circles or we can move forward with our life, okay? The book was delivered as a personal dialogue between God and the reader. And right off the bat, he's going, okay, here's a formula for living in the light. You need to raise your vibration. Too many of you are fretting and frowning and somehow off track with your life. You're making it a little bit more complicated than it is, and you're down here to have a little bit of fun. So this is how you do it. Yes, there's going to be a lot of lessons. You know, the people closest to you are going to hurt you and push your buttons, but it's up to you to recognize these lessons and get it right. So here we are, Journey of the Heart and the Lessons of the Heart. And that will certainly bring up a lot of virtuous qualities. So we have a choice to embrace these lessons and go through them with grace and learn acts of kindness and compassion, humility and forgiveness, or repeat the lesson over and over. And there was a movie out there with Bill Murray, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
You know, and it was over and over. Or, you know, a lot of us can be stuck in a freeze frame. And I have compassion for people that aren't quite understanding that, you know, if I move through this, you know, whether I have to go through the pain body or feel this pain all over again, if I move through this, then the next lesson of the heart will reveal itself. And then that's raising your vibration. is by cultivating your own lessons and acts of kindness and humility and forgiveness. Forgiveness is where you're going to find peace. And the path to happiness is through accessing the virtuous qualities and embracing your lessons, and that'll help you move forward. So what was revealed, I found in the book, was, you know, once we understand that these situations are going to present themselves, well, okay, we've learned our lessons, some of our lessons, and life is a continuum of that, but now I want to have some fun down here as well. So let's dial love for some fun and get on with life, because perhaps I want a little bit more fulfillment in my life and find out what my purpose is, because that's where we're going to get some gratification when we find this passion inside us and this is what we want to do. So once again, listen to this, the inspiring voice of your soul, and everyone has a gift. What I learned was that we're all purposeful and we have unique gifts to help each other and to heal. And as well as there's something that we can do just better than anyone else out there. And that will make us, feel that we're making a contribution. And that's when we will feel alive, when we're honoring that our desires of the soul. And that's when you find your dreams. Usually your dreams is doing something you very much love. And when you're tuned in, or through, whether it's through meditation or taking that nature walk, when you tune in, you will find out what you are here for. And it's about shining your light, helping others. And perhaps that's being a mentor, or just displaying acts of kindness and leading others to the path of light. It's really wonderful that there's so many people that can share knowledge. Everybody's a piece of the puzzle. We're all part of the whole. And God's wish and dial love is to connect us all back up to the whole. And that's realizing that we're one universal heart. And it's time to wake up and bring it all together. One love.
One love.
Dial into it and become it.
You know, we talk a lot about that oneness and what that means. You know, I always seem to get when I do my my light trance channeling that, you know, the oneness, we're still a unique aspect of that oneness. And so we will always have this uniqueness that will be always us. And so we will have, you know, certain qualities that we radiate that our soul wants to experience and express. And we are not just, we don't just blend in and then and not still have an individualization of this place, because we're really here in a physical world in a third dimension, so that we can have a whole range of experiences and, you know, the range of emotions that we can experience and, you know, the great depths of passion and love. And so how does Dial Love talk about, you know, those things that we want? Like, yes, we connect in with the whole, and there's this, you know, there's that subtle peace or that subtle expression of love or that subtle, for me, it's about compassion and passion. And so that's what I kind of, my soul kind of yearns to express. And I know that everybody sort of has their own kind of thing. It can be love, it can be joy, it can be peace. But it always makes them so unique in who they are. And so their gifts are so incredible to the wholeness and to that one place.
I'm sorry, and the question was? Well, I'm enjoying the moment.
Yeah. How does Dial Love, like you said that, you know, it's about intention and it's about having fun and it's about, you know, connecting into that oneness. And how do we recognize, you know, our own uniqueness in that oneness? Because you're obviously talking about the process of creation as well as, you know, we're here to really have fun. And if we want to be, you know, successful, and whatever success means in your definition, or if we want to, you know, have abundance, and what, again, whatever abundance means in your definition. But, you know, how does that all fit together when we are dialing love?
Well, let's say, you know, we're really all on a path to attain happiness or fulfillment, and that's through giving and receiving. And I think when you, I'd like to take a look at some of the spiritual and universal laws, because that's when we can express and find out what makes us tick. Cause and effect is simply we're creating as we go, you know, conscious decision making. And that's where you get out of your head and tune into your heart, because by doing that, your heart's going to give you the answer. You know, play the whole tape and go through the consequences of, you know, is this situation and these gifts that I have, how is it going to affect, you know, what are the repercussions of this down the road here? How can I make a difference? So listen to your heart when it comes to matters of the heart. So that's when you can express your individuality and your uniqueness and the potential, our potential, everybody's potential. And that's the law of pure potentiality, and that's pure consciousness. And when we adhere to that law, what we realize is that when we are still, be still and know God, what that's telling us is that we have these unique gifts to express. And when we lay out our life and take a look, we have a choice of infinite possibilities and creativity. And that's when you can express it. Find your own creative point, and that will come natural. This is something that's going to come very natural to you, your gifts. And that's what makes the world so beautiful. We're all a little different, and it keeps it, you know, evolving and dynamic. And that's part of the universal flow of the world. And everybody's a piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And that's how we make a difference. So that's, I would say.
And what are some of the universal laws that you get into?
One of the ones that I think that a lot of people are doing subconsciously is giving and receiving.
Okay.
Just and that's just the flow of the universe, just reciprocating effects. And that's different. That's energy. So acts of kindness and expressing and wish for others with a pure heart what you would like to manifest for yourself.
I'm just going to, I think there's a huge problem with the give and receive, because a lot of people give, and that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, especially women, have a hard time receiving. And I think that's when they're, you know, they start the martyr syndrome, or the, you know, they're sacrificing too much of who they are because they're always giving and they don't know how to receive. So how do you recommend that people learn to receive? I mean, obviously we do it on some level, but I think consciously, I'm not sure that we're as good as giving.
I would have to agree with you, because women have really taken a role on in society to be very nurturing and giving. And I think that would have to be done in baby steps. There's a lot of answers within the book, in the pages, that can open you up to just being your authentic divine self and allowing people to come into your space and feeling good about yourself on a deeper level, and let them come in. I think it's just, we have some barriers up, or there's just a little bit of an issue there why we're not open to that. But even receiving a compliment, start with the easy stuff. Receive a compliment, a gift, a prayer, and that warms your heart. So Open your heart just a little bit more and the universe will open up to you.
And other laws?
Yes, another great one. I find it's very beneficial for people is letting go and letting God. But really, it's the law of detachment, and I see it over and over again. I would like this to happen on this predetermined date, and this is the way my life is going to go. And then we're disappointed when it's not unfolding in the way that we're trying to kind of force it to go. So by having a little bit of patience, or perhaps a lot of patience, and stepping back and actually trusting the universe and surrender to the flow, the perfection of the flow of the universe, and having a hopeful heart and a little bit of gratitude, or a lot of gratitude, and let it go. Let your life unfold. There's a lot of signs that will tell you if you're coming up against some roadblocks and things aren't going as smooth as you would like them to be, that you need to perhaps change your direction. You know, once you've sent your attention out and really focused on it, rather than having 10 intentions, really focus on what you want to do. And if that's really from the heart level, this is what I'd love to manifest for my life to make a difference, or this will give me fulfillment, then send it out to the universe. The universe is very intelligent and it's well aware about, there's a lot of intricate dynamics that need to take place for it to play out. So give it some time and do your best while you're going with it. A lot of steps perhaps that you need to take for it to come into place as well. So a lot of trust and a lot of patience there. That's a great law. You know, we pretty much covered a few of them, although spiritual karma is an interesting one, because this is when our lessons can replay and replay and replay. And if we're not going to stay hooked up to the people in our dreams and through our lessons, and we discard them and just, you know, walk away and just say, no, this isn't for me, that's going to replay over and over again until you realize that really the lesson is for you. And if you stay hooked up to your players and realize that, you know, perhaps you need to do some forgiving, then life will move you to the next lesson. So that's all part of the part of your karma.
Mm-hmm. And I think karma, from what I hear, has a lot to do with, you know, your spiritual progression as well. As if you had, how far you've come, or, you know, how old your soul is, or, you know, it depends on where it is that you can actually achieve. And I don't know, you know, to me it's very foreign to understand that there are new souls and old souls, and yes, I can see them and you can feel them, but it's like, how is that possible? Because we were all came from one source, and how is it possible that that happens? But I guess it does, and I don't really understand it that much, but I do know that certainly, you know, because we would have chosen where we were born, and Canada compared to, you know, some of the other countries like Africa or India, or, you know, we're very blessed. We're in a place where we can certainly achieve different things than if we were born in a different place, or in the Middle East, where there's war and all that stuff that's going on. I mean, we're certainly, karma must play a part in that. And you know, how much stress and anger and difficulty there is in life. And I know, you know, for me, gratitude, as you said, is one of the one ways that I can really connect, because I can feel that joy when I can actually be grateful for so many things in my life. I believe, though, that karma has played a part in that, because it's been, although I have gone through many things in this life, I do feel very blessed, and I am following the path that I'm supposed to be on. And I know that, you know, deep within my soul is very, you know, grateful that I am always pushing towards doing that healing and doing that shifting and making myself as present as possible and maintaining an open heart, because I know that even when difficult things occur, if I maintain my open heart, everything continues to flow.
And that's how you grow and evolve, is through these lessons. Our growth doesn't happen through the fun-filled experiences. So some people have chosen the road less traveled, and that is definitely for their soul growth as well. So if we offer compassion and say prayers for them, they too are learning the lessons of the heart. And if we can do that gratitude walk, like you said, Lori, and count our blessings every day, then we have a lot to be grateful for. Our own lessons will present themselves as well, and it's up to us to learn from those. And that's how we do. That's how we evolve and grow and reach these higher states of consciousness. And it's a frequency. So through acts of kindness, gratitude, compassion, and offering a lending hand and giving, we refine our own vibration. So if everyone had a compassionate heart and listened to the inspiring voice in their soul, I think the world would evolve a little bit faster in the spiritual evolution. And through this awakening, we could certainly inspire more people to have more compassion for the earth, even, and for some of those that are less fortunate, and lend a hand to help in this shift and this awakening, because it's really about a unification of the heart, of one. And if we can all come together, then that's when we'll experience more love and peace. And that's probably what's required right now. So attaining happiness or spiritual fulfillment is a worthwhile goal for a lot of people.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm going to do is I think we're going to end it now because mm-hmm. I think we've done a fair bit and I have another interview. But what I'd like maybe to do and to discuss with you is to possibly do a series of interviews once I've read the book and we can maybe continue a dialogue of, you know, different things that are going on and how dialing into love can assist us.
Well, there's a lot of chapters there. We have 21 chapters to yes. work with, and it is very progressive, the lessons of the heart and moving forward and creating your own realities and a lot of ways to raise your vibration. The book offers that. So I would that would be a pleasure
okay.
to do that. I would really like that, Lori.
Great. So why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
I have a website. There is a dialove.ca website. So certainly, by all means, you could click on there. And you can access me through email. And the book is available through the website and also a lot of the online bookstore distributions. You could find it. I would recommend sending me an email and I'll send it out to you and personally autograph it for you.
Nice.
Some of the chapters locations does have it as well as Eternal Moments. And it's just kind of dispersed around the city, but best to get a hold of me first. I'd love to hear from you. So dialove.ca.
Great. All right. So we will reconnect with you again. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And right now we're going to have an interview with Cheryl Brightman. And I look forward to connecting with you again on Tuesday.